Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo, welcoming you to an in-studio session on WNRN. We're coming to you live from our Charlottesville studios with Clay Street Unit. The band's just released their debut album, Sin and Squalor. It's on Leo 33. And they've also got two shows coming up in the Commonwealth, playing tonight at Dominion Riverwalk in Richmond. And then on Saturday, they'll be at Elevation 27 in Virginia Beach. First off, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That.
Now, we've only got part of Clay Street Unit in here. We'll talk more about the full band in just a minute, but I think it's been about a year and a half since we last spoke. We met at Americana Fest in 2024. And since then, a lot of things have been happening for you guys. You've been on the road quite a bit. You've got a new album out. How's it been going? How do you feel about it?
It's been great. It's been a super busy year and a half. We've gotten to do some awesome shows and put out our album, and it feels like we're finally, you know, getting rewarded for some of our hard work. So it's cool to have some songs out there, and we've been hitting the road hard.
We've been seeing a lot of reviews of this new album and talking about how it compares to some of the other all country albums that are out now. And they said, which I agree with, that you bring a lot of the bluegrass influence into this, where other bands might bring in an indie folk or something else. Certainly showed by the instruments you have here. Let's see how that sounds. You want to play a song for us?
Yeah, sure thing.
Get thinking about old Virginia, in those hills forever I'll stay. Apple trees and rolling greens, won't you take me, oh, someday? And I would drive my last mile just to see that Blue Ridge one more time, looking down across that mountainside. Home's on my mind. Well, home's on my mind. Winding roads, take them slow. Long day to get there, nowhere else to go. Rivers high and low, that water's warm too. Might as well jump in, we got nothing else to do. And I would drive my last mile just to see that Blue Ridge one more time, looking down across that mountainside. Home's on my mind. Well, home's on my mind. Fire on a dark and cloudy night. And I would drive my last mile just to see that Blue Ridge one more time, looking down across that mountainside. Home's on my mind. Well, home's on my mind.
We're live in studio on WNRN, coming from our Charlottesville studios with Clay Street Unit. Their new album, Sin and Squalor, is out now on Leo 33, their debut release. They'll be playing tonight at Dominion Riverwalk in Richmond, and then they'll be on Saturday night in Virginia Beach at Elevation 27. Such a great song to start a session off a station in the Commonwealth. And Scotty, I think that comes a lot from you, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I wrote that one. I grew up here in Charlottesville, Virginia. Went to school just across the street from here. It's good to be back, but I wrote that song a couple years ago when my folks decided to move away from here. They're living in Florida now, so I just kind of had to write a little tribute to my home state where I grew up. So.
And Scotty was a pretty good basketball player when he was here.
I was all right.
It is great to have you guys in the studio. You have something in common with our Commonwealth friends, 49 Winchester. You both named your bands after the places you're from and how you got started. 49 Winchester, that was the address where they practiced all the time. Tell us about the origins of Clay Street and Clay Street Unit.
Yeah, so I grew up in Alabama and moved out to Colorado and ended up in this big house that used to be a law firm. So it was super quirky and kind of a revolving door of people always coming through there. But it was on Clay Street over in Jefferson Park in Denver. And it's kind of where the band's origin started. We were all hanging out one night. Me and our old piano player, banjo player, bassist, the band's changed a little bit over the years, but we would get together, practice there, drink beers, hang out. And it really just became a place where the kind of the community around Clay Street started, and people were always coming through, hanging out, listening to practice. And it kind of became a little bit of a party in and of itself. So without that house, we probably wouldn't have gotten started and been a band. So we figured we'd name the group after where it all got started.
Yeah, that's a very cool idea. There are three of you here in the studio. Sam, I know the full band is a six-piece unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about introducing the other your bandmates and tell us about the other guys that are here with you that are performing right now?
Yeah, certainly. Over here on the fiddle, the newest member of Clay Street Unit is Dan Andre from Chicago, Illinois.
Hello.
Couldn't be more grateful to have him in the fold. And obviously we all know Charlottesville's own Scotty Bolin over here on the mandolin. Our drummer, Brendan Lamb, grew up in the DMV, Washington, D.C. area. Brad Larrison on the pedal steel guitar grew up in Philly. And last but not least, the only one of us born and raised in Denver, our bass player, Jack Catarva, is the reason we get to say we're actually from Denver, Colorado. So,
sounds really good. How about another song?
Yeah, certainly.
Come on, baby, let's get stoned and turn those old love records on. Tomorrow we'll be held to pay, but at least we still have yesterday. Drink, well, I'll rinse a glass out of the sink. Bottom shelf, it's all we got. Squalor's what your mama said. Well, I keep a job and you keep us fed. Rents too high, but the weed's still cheap. And you next to me, it's all I need. And I'm much, and I'm yours, all yours. My heart is on. Honey, let's get stoned. Oh,
We're coming to you live from our Charlottesville studios. It's an in-studio session on WNRN with Clay Street Unit, a song from their new album, Sin and Squalor, which is available now on Leo 33 Records. Thanks so much for that version of the song. New album was produced by Chris Pandolfi from Infamous String Dusters. What did he bring to the mix? How did he add to the album?
A lot of things. He kind of just coached us along the way. He got us in together for pre-production before we got in the studio and really helped us dial in our arrangements and kind of take a closer look at, what we were about to go do in the studio. And then he was there in the studio with us, and he, kind of made sure, like, the vibes were right and making sure everyone felt good about what we were doing. And it was a great experience.
So you've been on the road now for about 4 weeks. You're playing in Richmond later tonight at Dominion River Rock, and then you'll be in Virginia Beach on Saturday night at Elevation 27. And you got a little break, then you come back for Rooster Walk in Martinsville towards the end of May. That's going to be a lot of fun. How do you like touring with your own shows versus doing festivals?
It's a nice give and take, it's nice to have headlining shows and festivals kind of on the same run to switch up the energy. Festivals, you get to see a bunch of friends. And there's always, a unique community to each festival and kind of something, special about each one and each different place we get to go. But a headlining show, it's our show, our crowd. We get to play our music, and it's just a different feeling, I think both are, incredible opportunities. But I think a headlining show's a little bit more fun for me, at least.
It's nice to have a mix, like just a little snapshot of one weekend we had was Spring Skunk in Greer, South Carolina, which was an outdoor festival, and then a little room, Blue Jay Listening Room in Jacksonville, and then in Gainesville, we played this like studio style room that was sound treated. So every night we had a completely different experience, different vibe from the audience. Keeps it interesting for us, and then we're engaged. The crowd is engaged. It's been good to connect with people in different ways.
I love festivals because they're usually just a hang. You get to hang out with other bands that you see on the road, and there's usually, a great green room area and artist area, and just get to see so much music, and usually you're outside at a beautiful area. So I'm looking forward to Rooster Walk for sure.
I know you guys have shows to get ready for. Do you have time for one more song?
Of course.
Absolutely. Freight Line Blues?
Yeah, why not?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not ain't different to my name, Lord, every night's the same. Got nothing killing on my tongue. Drank pain away, that was yesterday. Each morning brings more trouble to my mind. Well, it seems hard times have fallen. My better days have left me far behind. Well, that railway, Lord, keeps on calling. Calls me right back to that freight line. Just keeps storming all the time. The sun just won't shine. Rain falls, keeps me company. My days they are all gone. I'll just keep moving on. That old freight line, well, she's home to me. Well, it seems hard times have fallen. My better days have left me far behind. Well, that railway, Lord, it keeps on calling. Calls me right back to that freight line. Train rolling slow. Only thing that he knows how to do. Well, he's stuck out on the track. Lord, he's never coming back. Got a case down South Freight Line Blues. Well, it seems hard times have fallen. My better days have left me far behind. Well, that railway, Lord, keeps on calling. Calls me right back to that freight line. Well, that railway, now, Lord, keeps on calling. right back to that green line.
Warp speed.
Yeah.
Clay Street Unit with us live in studio on WNRN in our Charlottesville studios. I like that. A little bit of the Statler Brothers harmonies going there on that one, I think.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, they're going to be playing tonight at Dominion River Rock in Richmond. They'll be at Elevation 27 on Saturday night in Virginia Beach. And they'll be back at the end of the month at Rooster Walk. Their new album is Sin and Squalor on Leo 33, available now. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thanks for having us.
We had a great time here.
This has been a WNRN in studio session with Clay Street Unit. We are in our Charlottesville studios. Thanks to our WNRN staff, Jeff, Michael, and Matt, for their audio and video engineering. Thanks to our WNRN members and underwriters for their support, which makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.